The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you seeking the right transformational path to your destiny? Welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with your host, Dr. Yomi Garnett. You can find growth, personal strength, and discovery no matter where you are in life right now. Truly enlightened people follow a regimented course, and you can too. Starting now, here is Dr. Yomi Garnett.
Welcome to today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. This is episode 10 in the second season, and today's episode is titled The 5 Steps to Inner Peace and Tranquility. And to do immense justice to this theme today, we have with us a remarkable man in London in the United Kingdom. The Global Institute for Human Excellence is proud to present Tony Jetton Salimi, an internationally renowned elite life coach, mentor, spiritual healer, speaker, and the author of the Amazon best-selling book, A Path to Wisdom, How to Live a Balanced, Healthy, and Peaceful Life. Tony is founder of The Velvet Journey and Heal Oneself. Tony now specializes in working with a variety of successful individuals who experience emotional and physical issues, profound emptiness, work in under pressure, and feeling that their life lacks clarity, vision, and purpose. Through one-to-one coaching, mentoring, healing, custom-made workshops and retreats, Tony has helped thousands of people release doubts and fears, resolve their inner conflicts, and achieve a balance and greater performance in all areas of their life so they can move forward purposefully. Tony is renowned in his ability to help his clients get to the core of issues that prevent them from having balance, optimal health, and the appropriate balance in body, emotions, mind, and heart that makes for inner peace and tranquility. Combining the teachings of Western psychology and Eastern methodologies of natural healing of the body, Tony Salimi has developed the TJS evolutionary coaching method that helps his clients embark upon an inner journey to discover a bodily wisdom which supports them in their journey to higher states of awareness and to excel beyond their dreams. And now, as they uncover the different layers, they start experiencing a sense of relief, increased energy, increased performance. They feel grounded and have a greater focus. Senior business executives and business leaders all over the world have found this integrated approach and power of inclusion of inestimable utility, as he enables senior business leaders to make clear decisions, align their business to their vision, and increase their performance. Tony is the creator of the Live Your Life, Live Your Purpose coaching program, which is a 12-week intensive program designed for busy business executives and entrepreneurs. He is known for creating amazing transformations in people, and his mission is to leave you feeling empowered, inspired, and peaceful. And using this unique methodology, he teaches clients how to listen to their inner voice and become more focused in their approach to business. And also using a mixture of disciplines, including transformational life coaching, business coaching, and chakra healing, Tony assists clients in shifting their perspective and setting their goals. He works with a variety of people who seek greater purpose and direction in their lives. He lives in London, the United Kingdom, and is here with us today. Tony, welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Thank you, Dr. Yomi Garnett. Hello from London.
Very good. Now, remember, listeners, that today's theme is the 5 steps to inner peace and tranquility. Now, let me take your mind to what I'd call a relevant corollary. Now, a cyclone is a gigantic stormy whirlwind common to some parts of Asia. Powerful and destructive as this whirlwind is, it derives its devastating power from a very calm center. So should you derive your strength and resilience from a calm, tranquil center. You should always strive to make room for silence in your life and at the center of your being. Silence, as we know it, develops peace of mind and depth of life to fertilize that deep place where your personality grows. Now, when your life has a peaceful center, you will be able to weather all storms and develop great strength. You will also develop the special qualities of inner strength, poise, composure, amazing insight and understanding, and the depth of soul and a quality of mind of enduring superiority. An important step is to learn the art of emotional self-management, and a very useful tool for this is the constant practice of meditation, with which you can eventually develop such a habit of mental peace that it will be difficult to shake your composure. And now, I have set the template and the background for today's proceedings, and we have a remarkable teacher, author, and healer to take us through all the points I've mentioned in the past 2 minutes. Tony, the floor is yours and it's open to you. And I want to start by asking you one question. Can I do that?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Now, Tony, did you ever have an unjust event that occurred in your life that you thought you would never overcome? And if that was the case, how did you overcome it?
Dr. Yomi, it's one of the most remarkable things about myself and every single human being on this planet. We will come to a point in our life where those events will occur to us. And I have had quite few of those events. And one of the biggest ones is facing a war, a civil war in former Yugoslavia, a war that I despised. My entire being was destabilized. And I saw how the entire country fell underneath my knees and how everything I believed to exist and everything believed was right became wrong. I spent almost 18 months in a war not knowing whether I'm going to see another day. I saw many people around me doing exactly the same thing. And I saw a lot of injustice being done to myself and to a lot of people I love and to a lot of people I grew up with. And at the time, looking back, I never knew I would live to see another day. That led me to the streets of London. And when I arrived in London, I was a teenager who left behind everything he knew. My entire identity was shaken. I did not feel human anymore. I had no friends. I had no family. I had no identity. I also did not have no money and no roof over my head. So at that point in time, I did wonder how on earth any human being on our planet can actually overcome an unjust event. They just happen to be there at the wrong time, at the wrong place, without feeling that they can do anything about it. That was one of the greatest breakthroughs that happened as a result of going through most difficult emotional journey of trying to find that tranquility and inner peace when everything else tells you that you don't have it. And for me to overcome that, there's this innate desire that started from very early age in my life when I was 6, when I was observing a lot of people where I grew up being ill, a lot of physical and emotional abuse being done in the culture. And at the age of 9, I was struck with a severe illness that left me more than 2 years in hospital and 6 months after that, totally unconscious and paralyzed in bed. Where the medical science at the time could not help me, I received a letter and the news that I only have weeks to live. My parents and myself did not really believe that it was my time to go. They did everything. They sought the best healers known to them to help me in this journey. And through this journey of working with some remarkable people, my health improved. And eventually, I got back to normal. At that point, I developed that curiosity about what makes one person heal and what makes another person die. I used to observe hospitals, ill people, their loved ones coming to hospitals, visiting. Sometimes I was out of the body experiencing all of this. And I would observe the old men, the healers who would actually bless the water, do some certain ceremonies, and my body, my soul would start feeling better and better. So I developed this curiosity about understanding who we are, where we come from, why we're here, and where we're going. So I started looking at life from a very, very curious point of view. So that curiosity developed at that very young age also helped me in the streets of London and led me to meet some remarkable people that started and helped me on my journey to becoming the coach and the master healer I am today. So the way I overcame it, it's first of all, I became curious and I acknowledged every single problem and emotion that was there. And I start questioning what was the lesson and what was the learning behind everything that I was experiencing. And trying to understand and open up my heart to a bigger version of what love is all about. So in that journey, I actually, on one hand, I went and studied science and I studied quantum physics and I studied mathematics and I studied engineering and I studied organizational behavior and I developed a career in the IT industry and created a massive success, which led me to run some of the top companies and running multi-million and multi-million pound programs. But yet in my heart and in my personal life, I went to work with some of the top teachers around the world, including Anthony Robbins and including John DeMartini, including my healer, Martin Brofman, Barbara Brennan, and many other people to understand what is it in our inner world that determines the experience of our outer world and how I can create that balance and how I can bring those emotions and bring those experiences to a path in which they serve me so I can raise my awareness and my consciousness to a place I can actually serve others who go through those emotional troubled times as well as going through physical pain and understand human body from a different perspective to the one I was being taught through my upbringing, through my parents, through school. But combining the teachings of also the Eastern methodologies of the natural healing of the body, of the mind, together with the modern psychology of neuro-linguistic programming, cognitive behavior therapy, life coaching, brought it all together in a form that helped me create that peace and forgive those who actually trespassed and did injustice to my life and to many other people on our planet.
Well, Tony?
Yes?
Now, that is a remarkable treatise, and I'd like to express my profound gratitude for the in-depth treatment you gave to that question and the subject matter. And what I can get from what you've said in the past 8 minutes is that when you developed curiosity from a very early age and questioned all that transpired in your experience. Is that right?
Correct, Dr. Yomi.
And then secondly, you made it your point to understand what love was all about. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then thirdly, you went into intensive study of a multitude of subjects spanning mathematics, physics, and anything that could possibly study under the sun, and then kicked off your working career with an in-depth study and involvement in the world of IT. Is this also correct?
Correct.
And then after this, Tony, you understudied a crop of great and seminal teachers. And you mentioned that somebody who is also my teacher, and that is Anthony Robbins and Bartini also, isn't it?
Dr. John DeMartini, correct.
Dr. John DeMartini. Now, after this, you now incorporated, or rather, you amalgamated Eastern methodologies with modern psychological methods like neuro-linguistic programming and others to come to your own model, which you've obviously developed to a fine point of comprehension now, and which you use to heal people all over the world. Does that summarize all you've been saying in the past 8 minutes?
Yes, Dr. Yomi. Very correct.
Splendid, Tony. Now, listeners, we are going to take a very short break, and then when we come back, we're still with Tony Jetten-Cellini, who will be taking us further deeply into his philosophy, into his psychology, and the great work he is doing in healing and teaching people and coaching people all over the world. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today. What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream. And for those of you who are just joining us, don't forget that we have a remarkable gentleman with us today, Tony Jetten-Cellini. Internationally renowned elite life coach, mentor, spiritual healer, speaker, and author of the Amazon best-selling book, A Path to Wisdom, How to Live a Balanced, Healthy, and Peaceful peaceful life. Tony.
Dr. Yomi.
Good. What was your inspiration to becoming an elite life coach, inspired spiritual teacher and healer?
That's a very broad question, but I'll be very happy to answer that. I spent about 15 years in the corporate world. And what I observed in the corporate world, it's a lot of separation. Also, in my private life, I observed how people get separated from themselves. And the dynamics that happens in this separation is massive. And it impacts the relationship. It impacts people's spirituality. It impacts people's energy. And most people also, it impacts the way they actually relate to one another. One thing I always knew since I was a kid, even through the times I was sick, I always knew I needed to help people. And I had this deep, deep voice that always told me I was here on this planet to do bigger things and to simply help people awaken to their greatness. I remember when I was a kid, I will share you with you guys three dreams I used to have. My dream number one was I wanted to be a spaceship pilot. And this is at times, I've never seen a movie about Star Trek or anything like that. I just had this vision every time I used to look in the sky that I wanted to go where I came from. Then my second dream was I wanted to become an engineer. And my third dream, I wanted to be a heart surgeon and to be able to heal all these people that I was watching dying when I was young. So the life took me through an entire journey for me to realign myself back to truly what I knew when I was a kid. So you may wonder how I am a captain of a spaceship today. Well, I might not be a physical captain, but what I do with my clients and the people I have helped so far, I help them to simply go beyond to they fear and they cannot see. To boldly go beyond, just as Captain Jean-Luc Picard would say in Star Trek, to boldly go beyond, because we have an infinite capacity to do things, yet we play very small. So when I work with people over a period of time, they start to empower themselves to think bigger things, to actually create things they never imagined they would create. And a lot of them actually do call me a captain and they make jokes about it. And the second part, my second dream was to be an engineer. Actually, I did become an engineer and I worked with a lot of projects and I used technology to help businesses create tremendous amounts of success, but also help people in the businesses. So, and now I actually help people engineer themselves and help them understand the workings of the mind, the body, the emotion, and also how our heart has this sense of knowing that goes beyond of what our mind is thinking. So I help them truly re-engineer themselves in a way they can actually go back and listen to themselves. Listen to this voice that is always there to guide you. The voice that knows. The voice that is the voice of your soul. And the soul that resides in the middle of your chest, in your heart. So for anybody who's listening right now, I would ask them to put their hands in their heart and listen to that voice. And my third dream was to become a heart surgeon, to help people heal. Well, I have become a healer and I have trained myself in many different forms of healing. So therefore, I help people with a lot of alternative methods to heal many physical conditions, including heartbreak. A lot of my clients who go through heartbreak or loss of somebody, or for whatever reason, they feel pain in their heart, I help them through guided meditation and through spiritual healing to really reconnect themselves to that light of the heart, to the power of the energy that resides in your heart, to that power of unconditional love. So I might have not become a physical surgeon, but I have become Dr. Heart, a healer who helps people heal their hearts. That was the motivation behind becoming an elite life coach and becoming a spiritual healer, a mentor, and an inspired teacher to help people from all walks of life to awaken to that greatness. In a world, that basically we surround it with so much noise, we have the ability to wake up every day and enjoy this beautiful world.
Thank you, Tony. Tony, what I get, and I think what the listeners are going to get from what you've said in the past 5 minutes, is that when you set out, you observed a lot of separation in people. And this separation impacted significantly on their spirituality and their interconnectedness. Is this correct?
Yes, Dr.
Again, of course, now this now led you inexorably along the path of always wanting to help people. And in doing that, I get the distinct impression that one of the things you really wanted to pinpoint to do was to awaken people to their greatness. And of course, this leads me to one of the great works by one of your mentors, Tony Robbins.
Yes.
One of the most eclectic books I have read up till now, called Awaken the Giant Within.
Within you, yes.
That's right. Now, Tony, you are a dreamer, and I like that, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners would like that. And you have this tripod of dreams. One, you wanted to be, you dreamt you were a spaceship pilot, which was essentially a vision, because as at the time you were having these dreams, it's not quite as if science fiction was as highly evolved as it was now. Am I right?
Correct.
Fine. Then your second dream was that you wanted to become an engineer. And the third dream was that you wanted to become a heart surgeon.
Yes.
I think the first dream is probably the most relevant to what's happening in your life right now, at least as a basic template. Because what you did with that dream was to take people onto a greater plane and a greater consciousness. Isn't this true?
Absolutely. It is a combination of all three of them. Because for you to get into that plane, for sure, you need to go there with a solid, loving heart. And for sure, you need to re-engineer yourself to be able to actually fly that high.
I see. Because this re-engineering process is really quite significant. Because this re-engineering, frankly, is re-engineering their bodies, that is people, their bodies, their spirits, and their soul, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Good.
And most of people, actually, they focus on the body. And a lot of people, they have disconnected themselves from that spirit that actually resides in that body and uses that body as a vehicle. Just as an example, for instance, I use this a lot in my workshops when I take them through a journey, saying, imagine you basically became extremely successful and you bought the car of your dreams. And imagine that feeling that going through the shop, you go into the shop and you have all the money on the world that you have, and you chose the car that you always dreamed since you were a child. And you chose the color, you chose the seat, you chose everything, and the car person gives you the keys and says, drive. And imagine that amazing feeling when you turn the keys on and you go through the shop and you go through this beautiful road and you start accelerating. And an obstacle in front of you comes up instantly. And then you press the brake, and the brakes don't work. Mm. And I ask people, saying, what happened? And everybody gives me the stories, saying, oh my God, I was so angry. I got so frustrated that I bought this car and the brakes don't work. But I said, in that split of a moment, your life will be gone. In that split of a moment, you have been threatened. I said, imagine the capacity of all those emotions that rise when you've actually worked so hard for you to receive something, and yet what you've received did not tell you the brakes don't work. And I said, now imagine how your soul feels about you. If you are the vehicle, which we are, and people cannot deny that, and you don't understand the working of your own body, why do you think then that the soul will have that great connection with yourself? Because the soul itself has the wisdom. Your body has a wisdom. It's about opening up a channel and a bridge between the two, that they can communicate and be in synchronicity. So therefore, you can actually live your dream and you can live your purpose with having the breaks when you need to have them. So you can actually go through life in a safe way and deliver your soul's mission on this world.
Thank you very much, Tommy. And of course, basically, the finding of relevance in your healing essentially finds complete validation in the power of unconditional love. Is this not true?
Absolutely. It's extremely true. However, most people don't have the clarity of what unconditional love means.
No, I don't think so. Can you give us a bit of insight into this, please?
Absolutely. It's sort of we live in a world where we tend to think that love is only when we experience a one-sided positive emotion. Meaning, you know, many different cultures teach about love in their own way. So therefore, we have almost 8 billion people on our planet, 8 billion people thinking 8 different ways, 8 billion ways what love is. But if we look at the science and we look at quantum physics and we look at all the different theologies out there, how they express love, and if we look in the Western world of the sign of balance and the balance of yin and the yang, the balance of the masculine and the feminine energy, the balance of the will and the emotion, it's basically most people do not have that depth of acceptance that love is equal measures of the positive of the, and the negative emotion. It's only when we experience the positive, most people think that somebody loves us. But if somebody challenges us, we straight away we associate that with something else, but not love. At the core of our being, we are light beings. Life travels through waves. And if you observe the wave, if you are a scientist, or even if you are not a scientist, you just put a line, a timeline, and you draw away from that timeline. When I ask thousands of people this question, and I show them the positive part of the wave and the negative part of the wave, and I ask them, where is love? And they always tend to associate, 90% of people associate love only when it's the positive. But love, it's in the middle. It's where both emotions transcend. Love is simply all that exists. Yet, when we have a skewed perception, or when we give more energy to the positive and not the negative, we tend to separate and create the separation from love. So it is very difficult for people to see love when they experience something extremely painful.
Yes, that is very true.
And this is the moment where basically we have not truly mastered understanding that love is different from a feeling.
That is true.
I ask most people about love and they said to me, oh, I feel love here. And I said to them, okay, well, being an energy healer and going about talking to them through the chakras and actually helping them raise their vibration and the wisdom and how each chakra has a specific information, it's like a filter about what chakra is to our human body. I said, emotion is in our further down in our sacral chakra. Love is in our heart. I said, can you see this massive gap in there? I said, yes. And I said, well, let's work with two and let's see how you can understand those two so you can actually have a clear view about what love is.
Yes.
Well, so love is basically it's that the whole thing together in equal measure, it's what love is.
That's right. Thank you very much, Tony. Now, Tony, you are our guest today, so you're going to join me in celebrating excellence, because one of the things that the Global Institute for Human Excellence, which is the platform on which this show is templated and based, is celebrating excellence in our fellow human being. And Tony. I want you to join me today in celebrating a remarkable lady in Texas, in the United States. Her name is Jeannie Faulkner Barber. She was born and raised in Marshall, in Texas. Taste of Fire is her 2007 award-winning NaNoWriMo manuscript. This dynamic mystery about a female firefighter has been number one on Goodreads.com as Best Modern Mystery Crime Fiction for 24 months. She won the 2011 NaNoWriMo with sequel tentatively titled Taste of Murder, hopefully scheduled for release in early 2015. And Jeannie also won the NaNoWriMo 2012 as well as that of 2013. Her thrilling fantasy, Destiny Never Sleeps series, was co-authored with Bernadette Thompson Martin of South Carolina. Book one is Quest of the Two Queens and had great reviews, even called a mixture of Cocoon meets Harry Potter. And she and Bernadette are currently working on book two, which is called Deliverance, and already have pre-orders. And one point of interest is that these two spirited authors have never even met face-to-face, at least as yet. Another novel to our credit is Scent of Double Deception, and this is a contemporary romantic suspense about two female business partners who decide to use alter ego names, which develops into an unexpected treasure hunt for true identity. All her works are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, and Nook. This fantastic lady gives God the credit for achieving her goal of becoming a published author, and therefore she expresses this gratitude on a daily basis by helping others with their own writing pursuits. She has two passions in her life, writing and drag racing. In fact, she met her husband, Monty, at the drag strip and can boast of winning the most trophies and cash at the Pulse Pounding event. John Hallmark with KLTV in Texas Daily Dwell interviewed Jeannie on Proud of East Texas regarding these two polar opposite interests. Jeannie and her husband Monty live in Kilgore, Texas, and have three grown sons, nine beautiful grandchildren, and one great grandson. She works for the Overton New London Chamber of Commerce as office manager and executive vice president. She is also an officer for East Texas Writers Association and a member of the Northeast Texas Writers Organization. You can check out her blog, which is the Pen Temptress, as www.jeanniefaulknerbarber.blogspot.com, or her website, www.jeanniebarber.com. And that is Jeannie Faulkner Barber for you, author of Taste of Fire, co-author of Destiny Never Sleeps, co-author of Scent of Double Deception. And this is celebrating this remarkable author, just the way we are celebrating Tony Jetin Salimi, the great author of The Path to Wisdom. We'll take a quick break now, and when we come back, we'll be back to our great guest, Tony Jetin Salimi. Thank you.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today.
think of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream. And for those of you just joining us, don't forget we have with us remarkable international speaker and teacher, Tony Jetten Salimi, international renowned elite life coach, mentor, spiritual healer, and author of the Amazon best-selling book, A Path to Wisdom, How to Live a Balanced, Healthy, and Peaceful Life. Again, don't forget your program, Dream the Life, Live the Dream, airing every Thursday, and you can link up with me at Yomi Garnett on Twitter and on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Dr. Yomi Garnett, and at the public page of the Global Institute for Human Excellence on Facebook also, and also on LinkedIn. Tony, welcome back.
Thank you, Dr. Yomi.
Tony, you recently released your book, A Path to Wisdom. What was the motivation behind writing this book? And how does your TJS evolutionary method help people on their journey to inner peace and tranquility?
The motivation started, again, at a very young age. I actually wanted to create a manual to help humanity heal. This started really when I started to become better after my 3 years of illness in hospital. And at the age of 10, I had this innate desire to actually create some form of manual that I can just have handled to humanity for them to be able to go and repair themselves, understand, to be able to heal themselves without any drugs, without any sort of a long-term journey that they need to go through. At that age, I used to repair TVs and radios and everything else. So as a child, I have this really saying, well, if we have all those manuals for all those household goods, why don't we have a manual to actually help ourselves? So as my journey went on and I started working with thousands of people, a lot of my clients, they asked me saying, when the book is going to come out? I went ahead almost 2 years now and signed up to an entrepreneurial course called Become Key Person of Influence, KPI, which is run by Daniel Priestley, Darshana Yubel, Marcus Yubel, and a wonderful team of professionals who are top of their games. So I really, that process of going through KPI helped me really bring my thoughts together. And I worked with my publisher, Mindy Gibbons Klein, to really get this wisdom that I collected over the 40 years of period. And also developing something unique from this heartfelt research that I did about my personal life, as well as the thousands of people I help, to bring a method together that people can actually go and have depth about themselves. So bringing this acquired phenomenal knowledge and establish an easy path to healing. That was my main method and my main purpose of actually bringing this book, to help people acknowledge and own their own power.
Thank you, Tony. What practical information do you think your readers will keep with them for the rest of their life once they read this remarkable book?
Well, one of the stuff, it's the energy and that I have embedded in every single word. It will help them to almost create a doorway to acknowledge that love, that unconditional love we spoke about it. Because as they do that, in each cell of their body, the path to healing becomes easy. It will help them achieve results that they want to create and bring about the miracles that people tend to desire. So they will actually learn the alarm method, which is the TJ's evolutionary method that they can adopt in a business sense, they can adopt in their spiritual sense, they can adopt that to create the money they want, they can adopt that to simply create the life they want. And the alarm is set about understanding the body and the soul and the spirit and the heart, understanding that alarm that gets triggered every time we are not aligned to our own soul's purpose. So the five steps that they will learn through this, it's about acknowledging that inner power, which creates tremendous influence in their surrounding and in the people and in themselves. Then it enables them to listen to their body's wisdom and experience life through the infinite wisdom of love, which is compassion and acceptance. And the third pillar that they're going to learn about, it's about accepting how authentic they are, so they can actually raise their vibration to that state of awareness and intelligence in which everything becomes effortless, and they can honor their true authentic self, regardless of what the outer world might think about who they are. And the fourth pillar they're going to take with them is being able to reconnect to their own life's purpose and have greater clarity and develop a sharp razor focus to deliver the results they truly want. So they get clarity of what they value and being able to reconnect that to their outcomes they want to create. And the fifth pillar, they then start to master life and gain that inner peace and tranquility and start to live their dreams, and they embed meditation, mindfulness, and the ability to create things becomes effortless and therefore create the miracles they want to create.
Thank you, Tony. Now, the impression that I get, and which I think our listeners are going to get, is really quite concise. The book, A Path to Wisdom, was written via an inner desire in you to help humanity heal itself without drugs and without the usual conventional methods. And basically, the motivation was to help people take control of their lives. Are we on the same page here, Tony?
Yes, yes.
Good. Now, today's theme is the five steps to inner peace and tranquility. And what I think I gather and what I glean is that the first of the steps is to acknowledge the inner power in yourself.
Absolutely. And this is one of the things when I start doing all the works, Louise Hay's works, which is one of my true admirers and inspirers that inspired me also to heal a lot of my emotional life. When I read her first book about Heal Your Life, it actually truly changed me. Because one of the things that I was consistently struggling, it's actually acknowledging my own power. Because of the culture I grew up and the religion I grew up and the experiences that I had and the war and being on the streets and being left alone with no parenting from a very young age, I had to become extremely tough to be able to survive. It's almost like imagining a ship that goes through troubled waters. Needs to be very rock solid ship to go through the Atlantic, through no matter what storm comes, the ship can float. So acknowledging that power that you are given, God-given power in yourself, to truly acknowledge that is the first step of you to creating your own life.
Thank you. And the second step is to enable people to listen to their body wisdom, leading them to the two templates and the two foundations of compassion and acceptance. Is this true?
Yes, listening. We tend to speak quite a lot. And even when we work with people, even when we communicate with people, we forget that basically in the listening of what is being communicated, we can learn quite a lot. But we tend to do that with people, but 90% of the time we forgot to listen to what our body and what our soul and what our heart is telling me. I've worked with thousands of CEOs and I work with a lot of people from all walks of life. And the common problem in that, when I bring them, take them through their journey, they tell me exactly the things that they are listening, but they don't have the courage to do.
That's right. Well, and again, I think the third step to inner peace and tranquility is for people to accept their own authenticity.
Yes. And one of the major work that I did is with John DeMartini about Inspired Destiny. His book, Inspired Destiny, actually summarizes this extremely well, where basically he talks about values and how living other people's values can literally take us away from acceptance of our own true authentic self. So having gone through my own personal journey of actually going emotional and going against my own culture about accepting myself, accepting who I am as a person, accepting my sexuality, accepting the gift, the God-given gift, who I am, and that I was not there to compare myself with any person on this planet, but I am just a dot in that beautiful picture of life, that without me, this life would not be the same. And without each person of this planet, we would not be the same. And each one of us is absolutely authentic. And yet people doubt that authenticity. They doubt that acknowledgement of their own power and listening to themselves that they are simply authentic beings.
Mm. And of course, the fourth one is that people need to be able to reconnect to their own life's purpose, which leads to greater clarity of what they value and reconnect to the life that they truly want. Is this true?
Yes, and reconnection to your own life purpose is actually a journey on its own, because most people, they wake up every day, they go to work, and they literally are miserable in what they're doing. I live in a very busy city, and I used to be in the corporate world. I'm not anymore. I serve the corporate world. And I can wake up early in the morning, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., walk around central London, and 90% of people are not even smiling. They're going day to day doing a mundane task just to pay their own bills. But what they don't realize, the energy that we collectively create impacts themselves, impacts the businesses, impacts the products that we buy, impacts everything. So if you're not aligned to your life purpose, you will not live a purposeful life. But I get the question about, you know, how do you find your purpose? And my answer is, we create our own purpose. Okay. Every moment in time, you have a choice to create a purposeful living.
Okay. Right. And the fifth step to inner peace and tranquility, which is the resounding crescendo to all we have discussed and learned this afternoon, is master life and gain inner peace and tranquility. Is that also, Tony?
Yes. And that's the fifth step, basically, when you go through this methodology, when people really absorb every single chapter in the book and they really apply that to themselves, they become master of their destinies. And you become that captain of the ship that Nelson Mandela spoke in his speech. So therefore, you start living your dream.
Thank you very much, Tony Jetin Selimi. Now, how can our listeners reach you?
They can reach me via apathtowisdom.com, where they can also buy a copy of the book on Amazon. They can buy it on Kindle. They can also buy it from bookstores. They can also reach me through tonyselimi.com. And I also do a lot of Skype coaching for people, international people. But also I work with private clients who fly me to amazing destinations to work with them privately.
Thank you very much, Tony Jatin Salimi. It's been remarkable having you this afternoon. It's been a magnificent outing. And I have just one single prayer for you. May the best you have ever seen be the worst you will ever see. Amen.
Amen. And thank you.
Listeners, don't forget you can call us on 1-888-346-941 and toll free in North America at 1-866-472-9141. Email me at yomigannett@gmail.com. Your host, Dr. Yomi Gannett, signing out and wishing you a magnificent week ahead. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you again for tuning us in this week. Please join Dr. Yomi Gannett next Thursday for another edition of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Thursdays at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Find enlightenment this week, and we'll talk again in the next one.